Luke, Lindsay, and Dusty, 570-1019. And Eileen is on the phone. And Eileen genuinely liked the halftime show. Hi, Eileen. What did you like about it?
Oh, my God. I loved it. What I loved was, like, it felt like I was sort of at a festival when, like, with all the rainbows, Coldplay busted out the Flower of Life symbol. I was like, where am I? This is great. This is awesome.
What did you?
And then they added in, you know, the modern, crazy, fierce Sasha Fierce Beyonce, which don't even get me started. I loved it. I was in tears by the end. My boyfriend was laughing at me. He's like, enough drinks for you. And I'm like, no, my soul is genuinely moved right now.
Your soul was genuinely moved from that Bruno Mars, Beyonce, Chris Martin combo.
No, it was genuinely moved with all the nostalgia videos. I'm a sucker for nostalgia. And you got the beautiful music song. I mean, beautiful music that's like, the tears start running down your face.
And the then
Whitney
you got
Houston's
you
on the screen and all of these characters. And then the huge believe in love. I mean, I'm sorry. I was a mess.
So it was the throwback to the old Michael Jackson and Bruce Springsteen clips that really got the waterworks going for you?
Yeah, totally. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, are they really doing this right now? This is so moving. I was a mess. Yeah.
You were blown away that they were able to show some clips.
I mean, that's what a 50-year, you know, anniversary special football Super Bowl halftime show should have been. I thought it was everything it should have been.
This had it all for you.
No, one of my friends texted me and said, I hope you just saw this because it's the most Eileen show I've ever seen. And so I'm telling you, like, it spoke to me.
You sound like somebody that likes a little bit of everything a lot.
Yeah, you know it. Rainbows, music, and love. That's it. That's all it takes for me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the nostalgia piece. Awesome.
If, like, Metallica came in there with a guitar on fire, would that have also been in place for you?
Well, you know, it's the energy. It's the energy. So, yeah, the fact that they had these throwback videos next to Beyonce with that, like, look of death in her eyes. I mean, I'm just saying, like, the energy and the fierceness and the passion, I felt it. Right. And Bruno, it was Bruno Mars, right? I don't
know. That's right.
That was who it was, right?
Yes, he was the guy in like the Fab Five Freddy leather type.
Yeah, that guy.
Thing.
The dancing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
His dancing was
pretty. I thought everybody that had a part of it was amazing.
Eileen, you're revelatory to talk to. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm the person that wants to rave about this. Like I said, I immediately was getting text messages like, that halftime show was you. That was you. Did you watch it? That was you. So, yeah, aww. I loved it.
Thank you so much for calling,
Eileen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. Have a good day.
Everything that she loved, I hated. Everything that she thought was great about it, I thought was so wrong with it. Yeah.
She is so happy.
We should date.
I want her to be my best friend. She's so sweet. She would love our alt morning show unicorn logo that we've got.
Oh yeah. Sure she would.
That's so cute.
But she would also like it if that unicorn was riding on a motorcycle. And it was kind of like crashing through a ring of fire.
Hell yeah.
And then there was a synchronized kind of water ballet performance. She did everything. She likes everything that doesn't fit together.
She's so happy. Yeah. I know. It's like, I feel happy now after talking to her. That was, I very much appreciate it now.
All good. So it reached at least one person and touched their soul.